Here's a thought I'll title Exposure Preview. And it's a piggyback from a Here's a Thought I did a couple of weeks ago where I was talking about monochrome viewfinders. Well, this is sort of related to that, but an extension of it. As a strategy, previsualization has always required a vivid imagination, I'll say. And I've never been able to master that skill. That's why I use the monochrome viewfinder, because I can't convert in my mind's eye what a scene would look like in black and white. Well, related to that is this business about the exposure preview that's available in my current cameras, just by way of comparison. In the old days, my SLR cameras could not provide a visual rendition of my settings. I did have a preview button for depth of field where I could push a button on my camera and the aperture would stop down so that I could visualize what the depth of field was going to be, but I never found that all that useful. What I never had was the ability to look through the viewfinder of an SLR and see what the tonalities were going to be as I dialed the shutter speed faster or slower. That is to say, the picture didn't get lighter or darker because I was looking through a single lens reflex that didn't have that capability. But now, with mirrorless cameras and electronic viewfinders, which were greeted by consumers with some sort of suspicion back when they were first introduced, but today's electronic viewfinders are fantastic, and I think one of the most wonderful features of them is, at least on my camera, I can set it up so that it shows me in black and white tones what the effect of the exposure will be once I press the shutter. So if it's a little bit too dark, I can change my shutter speed or open my aperture a little bit, and not only will that change the exposure, but it also changes what I see on the screen. It opens it up and brightens it by a couple of stops, or in the other direction if I'm stopping down, so that I can see in the viewfinder what the photograph is going to end up looking like. This is really handy. If what I know I'm going to want is a slightly dark-toned image, sort of a dark, moody image, or a slightly brighter, maybe even high-key image, the exposure is shown to me, not through numbers like f-stops and shutter speeds and ISOs, but rather what it's actually going to look like as I dial controls in one direction or the other. I find this fabulous. Now, I not only have the ability to look at the world as a monochrome for my black and white images, but I can look at it in terms of what its tonalities are going to be like. The closest thing we had to this back in the old days was Polaroid film, and I shot a lot of Polaroid film trying to judge exposures just right in the field. Now, I don't have to carry around Polaroid adapters and film and spend a lot of money on all of that stuff in order to see it. I just flip my camera over to exposure preview, and there it is. This has become my standard procedure now, especially now that electronic viewfinders are so good. They're just spectacular. I don't see any reason not to use an electronic viewfinder. And in particular, it's been a godsend for very dark places that require long exposures so that I can see in the electronic viewfinder exactly what I'm going to get, not the light that's actually there. There are so many things about digital cameras I love, things like fully articulated viewing screens, total lack of reciprocity failure. That list could be extensive. But a visual exposure preview has got to be right at the top of that list.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.